Hey, it's the Beasley Brothers. When we're not shooting Canada's most watched hunting show, Canada in the Rough, we listen to Angelo Viola on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Angelo Viola and Stephen Labadie. And Derek, Brand, how could we change Derek? Oh, he's already Brand, like Brandeo. Like, that's already cool.
Brandeo.
Oh, maybe Brandeo.
Brandeo.
And, of course, Jessica Ellis. Everybody's got cool names on this team.
Angelo Viola.
Viola. How you doing? a few months ago, as most of the listeners know, I was bitten.
Yes.
I was bitten by a tick. While we were hosting the Fishing Canada Carp Cup in the Long Sault area, which is a hotbed for ticks right now for some bizarre reason. And my grandson Nick was bitten as well. I know you had some bites, or you thought you had some bites, or you saw some bites.
I got one bite, and then the other, a couple of them were crawling all over me.
Oh, they were crawling all over you.
The first boot camp.
Did you pull one out of you?
Yes.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, how did you do that?
With pliers.
Oh, boy.
Not pliers.
Yeah. That's a big tick. Those are big ticks, eh? Yeah, I got the vice grips on that puppy.
Exactly.
Anyways, the question was and always has been, is the tick infected? Because if it's not, then it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But if it is, and it could pass along Lyme disease bacterium, then it's a life-altering deal. Not to be fooled with. And the problem to date, testing is not reliable. Nick and I went through the testing process, and right from the get-go, we were told that the first results are not going to be accurate. I believe they said there was a 40% chance that they would be accurate. Not accurate.
Yeah.
So it's almost a 50-50 split, whether it's correct or not. So right away, they book you. As they're taking the first test, they book you for the second test. And then they compare the two results, and if they match, then they make the assumption that it is correct. If they don't match, then they give you a third test, and it's the best two out of three. It's like a little mini playoff with your life.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah. And it's always been one of the issues in my mind anyways. Why in the hell can we not get a reliable Lyme disease test where somebody goes in, boom, done. They tell you yes or no, and if it's yes, you get on the because that's the other problem. You know, when you get on the antibiotic program, first of all, it can be a long. In my case, it was a 21-day program.
Yeah.
So the worst part of this disease, if it goes undetected, is the first 48 hours. So if you're playing, let's see which test is right game without being on the cure, then you could make matters worse by not knowing until it's too late.
Yeah. Right?
Joining us now is somebody who can hopefully change all of that. His name is Omar Green. He's the CEO and co-founder of Ionica Sciences at the McGovern Center at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Good morning, Omar. How are you?
For having me on.
A pleasure, man.
Yeah. I mean, your experience is not unlike a lot of people in upstate New York and all around the Northeast in the U.S. So it's terrible, and it's really a nasty disease if you do end up missing it on the test, which again, like you said, is a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, Omar, do you think it's due to the fact that up until recently nobody really took this thing serious? Do you think it's because, you know, certainly up here in Canada, I don't know about, you know, your area, but up here, up until a couple of years ago, most practitioners, most GPs, not only did they not know anything about it, but it almost seems like they went out of their way to dispel the myth of this disease called Lyme disease. And do you think that's the reason why we don't have it?
There is a lot of that. It's only recently gotten any attention down in the States. Last summer, actually, the New York Times and the Washington Post did us a massive favor in terms of advertising by putting Lyme on their front cover repeatedly. But before then, nobody really knew anything about the disease. It was very much a regional disease. It was only upstate New York in the U.S. and Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's now become present in 50 states, so all the way across the country,
wow.
Hawaii and Alaska. So now it's becoming a national issue, and I think that's why people are starting to pay attention to it. But you're right. There was no real knowledge of it, and a lot of doctors who were outside the two areas I described initially just had no idea even to look for it. So if you have the flu in the summer and it goes away, you're cured, right? As you well know, that's not the case.
Not at all. Not at all. So tell me about this new product or this new test.
So what we're trying to do is test for the disease itself, which seems odd because you think every test tests for the disease. But in the case of Lyme, actually, they're trying to test for the body's response to Lyme. And the issue, the reason why it's 50-50, is that that response doesn't happen rapidly enough for testing to be effective when you have the symptoms, when you have the summer flu, so to speak. What we're trying to do is eliminate any contribution from the body and focus simply on whether or not there are certain proteins that are associated with the disease present in your blood. So it doesn't matter if you're immunocompromised, it doesn't matter if you came in too early. Our test will ideally be able to identify the presence of the disease, irrespective of what your body does. That's an advantage that we provide, and hopefully we'll be able to do it sooner than the current test. This current test, you need to be infected 4 or 5 weeks, and hopefully we can do it in 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. And what stage are we at with this test? I mean, when can we expect to see anything on the market?
We're definitely in the later stages of development, so I can't really say for sure when it's coming on the market, but we're targeting the 2021 Lyme season. So probably April 2021 is where we're aiming.
All I can say is long overdue, and I certainly hope that you guys get approval as quickly as possible, because, I mean, I think that's probably one of the biggest problems that we have now. If we had a surefire test that people could just go in, boom, boom, there it is, yes, no, I think there'd be less fear than there is right now. Right now, the fear is, yeah, I could get bit, and I might not really know, and then it might show up in 6 months that it was positive, but I didn't know at the time, and now it's too late. And so because this disease, you know, there is a period of time, and it's hours, not days, where you can take care of it if it is positive. Because there's such a short period of time before it becomes unmanageable, testing is everything. Right now, testing is everything because we have the cure. We just need to find out if you got it. And so this thing is very important. Where can folks get more information on this, by the way?
We have a website. It's www.ionicasci.com. And we update with progress, grants, examples in the news, for example, like this.
Yeah.
But if you want to reach out and ask for some more information, we provide some information on the website. But, I'd be happy to write back, with specifics if people have specific questions. That's probably the easiest way to keep up on what we're doing. We're probably going to start updating the website more frequently now that we're getting closer. But that's the best site or the best way to go.
I understand you've got a bit of a connection with Canadians up here. You actually graduated from the University of Toronto. Look at you.
I did in 99. That's right. I am an American. That is always the next question. I grew up in New York City, but I came up there and had a great time, actually. It was fun.
Good stuff. Well, hopefully this works out for everybody, and certainly for you guys, Ionica Sciences, that is, and the rest of the outdoor community who can finally rest assured that there is a test that will tell them whether they are positive or not for Lyme disease. So good on you, man. We appreciate you joining us, Omar.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it. And hopefully we can get this out and people can start using it soon.
Perfect. Omar Green, CEO and co-founder of Ionica Sciences, McGovern Center, Cornell University, Ithaca, New York. And as you just heard, he does have some ties to us.
Good old Tirana.
There you go. Thank you, my friend.
You
all right. Take care, buddy.